bulletin. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty Father, we bless your holy name. We appreciate you for your love. We appreciate you for your favor, your guidance. We appreciate you for making it possible for us to be here this morning. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, even as we are about to go into your word, we ask, O Lord, that you minister to each and every one of us from above in Jesus' name. Open our spiritual eyes so that we'll be able to see those that is meant for us to learn today in Jesus' name. So that at the end of it, O Lord, none of this word that we have heard will stand against us in judgment in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. So today we are going to continue from where we stopped last week. We've been talking about Thanksgiving. So last week we did what is Thanksgiving and why should we give thanks. So I think we still remember our memory verse. Our memory verse was taken from Psalm 100 verse 10. It's still on our bulletin. Can we all go over it again? Psalm 100 verse 4. Say, enter with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Praise the Lord. It's very important. It's part of our act of worship to give thanksgiving. So today we are going to be looking at, is it a sin if I do not give thanks to God? We all know the answer. Yes, it is. Because the Bible is a commandment that we should always give thanks. You know, if we look at the Bible, it says in everything that we should give thanks. So whatever, even if we are praying and we have not received answer to our prayer, you know, we should give thanks. If we look at where we are going to read this morning, 2 Timothy 3:2, if we look at it there, you know, act of unthankfulness is just like, so when we don't give thanks to God, you know, we take things for granted that we think that we can attain all the things that we have achieved by our own power. So it's very important that we acknowledge God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and we should always give thanks to him. Let's quickly open our Bible to 2 Timothy 3:2. If you are there before me, you can read. Praise the Lord. You know, if we look at the previous verse, you know, it's a sign of end time, and we can see it here, you know. Those are the time of signs of end time, when we refuse to give thanks, when we don't give thanks to God, you know, that we take things for granted, you know. It's a sin for us not to appreciate what God has done for us, you know. Just like looking back now, it's not everybody that went to bed last night were able to wake up this morning. You know, we are all here. You know, some people at the middle of the night, they have to call for an ambulance. Some people, they went to bed last night, you know, during this period, you know. They went, you know. Some of them, they were not even sick. You know, so that is why every minute, every second, you know, we should just appreciate God. Some people, you know, they have many things that they want to do. Look at the rich fool who say, I'm going to do this one, I'm going to do this one. He didn't even think, ask God that, Lord, by your grace tomorrow, because you are going to give me strength, I'll be able to do this, you know. So we should be we should be thanking God always, and we have to have it at the back of our mind that thanksgiving is very important to God, because there's even an adage that says, when we know how to say thank you, even to each other, that we receive more things. So God too loves us to come back to say thank you to his favor, his love, and whatever he has done for us. So let's quickly look at Romans chapter 1, verse 21. We are still talking about, it's a sin if we don't give thanks to God. Romans 1, 21.
They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened.
Praise the Lord. You know, when we don't give thanks, the summary of where our sister has read is that, you know, we reject God, you know. We know him as God, though, but we deny what he has done. Instead of looking unto him as our creator and sustainer of life, you know, we invent our own God. And you know, we can invent different, you know, kind of God. You know, comfort is one of them. Instead of looking and say, Lord, it is you, you are my creator, you are my sustainer, that is when we don't show appreciation. That is what the Bible is saying here, that we reject what we know about God. I pray that we not reject what we know about God in Jesus' name. God will open our eyes to see which one he has done, and will give us the grace to return all glory to him. Because just like we know, no man can share his glory, you know. Let's quickly look at what we have in our bulletin. It says, the world look for what has not been done for them. Why the children of God thank God for what they have and believe and trust him for more. Yes, if you look at it, you know, looking at, oh, I have many things that I still want to do, you know, we don't appreciate the gift of life. We don't appreciate the gift of health, you know, that we are alive. Once we are alive, we can do many things. We just look at millions of things that we are yet to attain. I pray that God will open our spiritual eyes this morning to see more of what he has done for us and see less of what we are still looking forward to. And God will give us the grace in Jesus' name. He said the Bible makes us to understand that the state of unthankfulness is a sign of end time, just like I said, and a mark of ungodliness. Just where we have read in Romans 1:21, we know God, but we reject, you know, those things that he has done. God surely frowns at and disapproves any form of ungodliness, especially when we question his sovereignty over our lives and situation. Yes, you know, there are some things, you know, that it's ungodly. When we begin to, you know, there are some things that we don't even need to question God, you know. We should just be thankful to God. On Monday, something happened to me. I woke up around 5 a.m. in the morning, and I just had this sharp frontal headache. Then I said to myself, I got up, I said, okay, everything is all right. I prayed. Then at the same time, I was vomiting, and at the same time, I was going to the toilet, and the headache continued. Then my husband was afraid. He said, with this headache and you are vomiting, I'm not going to be comfortable for leaving you like this and go to work. He said, we should go to Fremantle Hospital. I said, I'm not going to hospital. I'll wait until my GP come. Then we started, they said, I'm not going to work. He called the office, and I called my office too. Do you know what? By 10, even before I went to the doctor, everything has ceased. And I just said to myself, and I just sat down and just began to thank God. I said, well, I don't know why God has slowed me down today, but because when I look at it, and when I went to the doctor, and they sent me for tests, and there was nothing. So I just said to my husband, I said, well, we don't know why God decided to kept us today, that we should just remain and thank God for everything. And, you know, I just sat down, and I just looked back, and I was thanking God. Praise the Lord. So let's look at the next one. He said, how does God respond when we are not thankful? He will be disappointed, of course. You know, he wants us to come back and say thank you. So God look at those who ascribe goodness to him through thanksgiving with favor. Yes, you know, how many of us, the more if we give thanks to God, we receive more. Since he commands thanksgiving, and it must please him each time we are obedient. Let's look at Isaiah 1:19. It's a very popular one. Isaiah 1:19. If we are willing and obedient, are we there? Say, look, there's willingness here, you know. If we are willing and obedient, God is telling us here that, you know, if we are willing, we eat the good of the land, you know. Do we know the goods? You know, when we are obedient to the word of God, you know, When we are obedient to the word of God, his word will bring comfort, will bring favor, guidance. Those are the goods of the land, you know. You say, if we are willing, you know, there's willingness there. We have to be willing, you know, so that God will do his own part and we do our own part. So we should know to give thanks, you know. Goods of the land, you know, there are a lot of good things in this land, you know, and we all know it. And sometimes we look at, there are a lot of good things around, and sometimes we look at it that you see some people around, you'll be wondering, oh, look at how lot of good things around, but they are not ableness of the land, which include guidance. You know, when you want to do something, God will guide you, all right? You receive favor from God. Once you receive favor from God, definitely you will receive favor from the people that will be around you, and they will be of help to you. And another thing here is that, you know, we require total obedience, you know. When God asks us to do something, then we have to do it completely. There's no partial obedience. It has to be total. Whatever we want to do for God has to be total. We can't just separate, oh, God, I'm going to look unto you for miracles. But when it comes to serving you, I have to choose my time. No, it has to be total. So that is when we are going to get the reward, and God will help us in Jesus' name. He said total obedience is required for us to live holy, and the fast. In fact, obedient to the word of God is synonymous with holiness. Yes, because when we are obedient to the word of God, automatically we'll be holy. And the Bible says, without holiness, no man can see God. So because our time is going, let's look at what are the benefits of thanksgiving. What are the benefits of thanksgiving? In our Sunday school, we don't talk. What are the benefits of thanksgiving? I'll start calling people. Benefits of thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. One, increase. Benefits of thanksgiving. Praise the Lord, sir. Amen. Because it's a commandment. Anybody who wants to say anything? Increase. Miracles, favor, everything, you know, will fall in places for us if we give thanks. And God will be happy with us, just like our brother says. Say, when we learn to give thanks to God, we also learn to live by faith. You know, when we appreciate God, we know that Lord has done it, so it helps us to live by faith. It increases our faith. When you live in faith, you will please God. If you look at Hebrews 11:16, it says, without faith, that it is impossible for us to please God. So when we give thanks to God, then our faith will be increased. Then we'll be able to ascribe all glory to him. Say thanksgiving. Say thanksgiving transform your worship life, because you will know how to honor God as it should be. Just like we have read, you know, the people in what we read in Romans 1:21, you know, that the people there don't know God, but they reject, you know, what he has done, who he is, and they make themselves their own God. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Say furthermore, thanksgiving helps us to set you up for miracles. Let's quickly look at John 16:14-11, talking about how thanksgiving can set us up for miracle. John 11:41-44.
And so they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Yes, I know you always hear and listen to me, but I have said this on account of and for the benefit of the people standing around, so that they may believe that you did send me, that you may have made me your messenger. When he had said this, he shouted with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And out walked the man who had been dead, his hands and feet wrapped in burial clothes, linen strips, and with a burial napkin bound around his face. Jesus said to them, free him of the burial wrappings and let him go.
Praise the Lord. He said, when we give thanks, that we receive miracle, you know. Jesus lifted his hand and give thanks to the Father. And this is somebody who has been dead for how many days? 3 days, you know. And he just say, Lazarus, come forth, you know, and he did. So that is because he gave thanks. So it's very important as a child of God to give thanks. Can we look another instance in the same John 11. No, John 6. We receive more miracles when we give thanks. John 6, 11 to 14.
When they had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, when remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force.
Praise the Lord. Okay, if you look at verse 11, say Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciple, you know. He lifted up the bread and gave thanks, and God multiplied it. So that is miracle, you know. Let's quickly look at Luke 17. You know, when we give thanks, we receive more miracle. Luke 17, 11 to 19. Luke 17.
That he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, they met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show thyself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were clean. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save the stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, and thy faith hath made thee whole.
Praise the Lord. You know, he came back, you know, he received healing and salvation. That's why he said, your faith hath made you whole. So it's very important when we give thanks, we receive more miracles, as we can see where we have read. So the last paragraph say, how often should we give thanks to God? How often should we give thanks to God? How often? All the time. Praise the Lord. No, we have to give thanks to God all the time. Even when before we even start to pray, you know, before we pray, we should give thanks to God, because He, just like I said, He is our creator and our sustainer. So we don't have any other God except Him. So giving thanks to God must be continuous as long as we have breath in our in us. Let's look at Psalm 150. Psalm 150, verse 6. Psalm 150. Talking about how many times, how often should we give thanks?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We should give thanks as long as we live, you know. It should be every time. So giving thanks to God ought to follow all the activities that we do, every function we are capable of, every provision in our lives, every challenge we face, you know, even when things are not working well, we should still thank God. In fact, our hearts should be preoccupied with taste of His goodness, the goodness of God towards us, followed by our guidance. Let's look at Psalm 22, Psalm 22, verse 22.
I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise you.
Praise the Lord. In the midst of the congregation, you know, when we come together as the children of God, we have to give thanks, you know. Giving thanks is an act of worship. Give thanks even when God is here to answer your prayers. Colossians 4:2. Let's quickly look at Colossians 4:2. Praise the Lord. You know, we should continue in prayer and in thanksgiving. Even when what we are looking for, we are yet to receive, we should still anticipate what we are looking unto God for, and also thank Him, because we know by thanking Him that we receive more miracles, and that will be our portion in Jesus' name. So, I think anybody who has anything to say because of our time? Praise the Lord.
If we look at the two instances where Jesus gave thanks before a miracle occurred, there are other instances. One, when he raised Lazarus from the dead. Two, when he fed the 5,000 people. You see, what made Jesus able to give thanks was that Jesus did not see the dead. He saw beyond the dead. He saw Lazarus come alive. Even when he had the 5 loaves in his hand, he saw the increase rather than seeing the 5 loaves. It takes an eye of faith to actually go beyond what we can see in the physical. So what Jesus was thanking God for was what God had already done in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. The miracle we are praying for God to do for us has already been done in the spiritual realm. And until we're able to see them in our spiritual eyes, we may not be able to bring them to pass. You see, that's why we need to believe God and thank Him. Even when it is yet to be seen by most people, we will have seen far ahead. The man of faith is the one who has the broader horizon and is able to see things from afar off, just like Abraham saw from afar off. Praise the Lord. The other thing is this. The Bible requires a basic minimum condition for us to thank God. There's one basic minimum condition that is required of every man, every woman, to thank God. One condition that needs to be fulfilled in our lives for us to thank God. It's only when that condition is no longer fulfilled should we as individuals not thank God anymore. Who can tell me that condition? Huh? Exactly. As long as we have breath in us, it does not matter what else is going on. He said, as long as we have breath in us, we should do what? We should thank God. We should praise the Lord. That's the condition for worshiping God. That's the condition. Irrespective of the circumstances around us, as long as we still have breath in us, we have to thank God. We have to praise God. We have to worship Him. It's an act of worship. Many a times, we tend to focus on the additional things. You know, all the additional things, they are the things that we look at and we say, thank God, you know. No, just having breath in you is enough for you to thank God. Yes. And I want to believe this morning, as we start to worship God, Remember, we talked about the difference between gratitude and thanking God. You know, I want us to worship Him with a heart of gratitude this morning and an expression of thanksgiving on our lips. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We are talking about thanksgiving, that as long as we live, our responsibility and in obedience to the word of God is to always give thanks to God. So this morning, I don't know the area you are looking on to God for miracles, open doors, increase, but I will encourage us with the word of God this morning to get up on our feet and just appreciate God. Just thank Him for those areas that you are looking on to Him for you to do. Thanks, thanks, we give you thanks for all you have done. We are so blessed, our soul heart found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Brethren, begin to appreciate God for those areas, oh Lord, those miracles, those open doors, those exams, oh Lord. Ask Him, oh Lord, just begin to appreciate Him, thank Him even for those miracles, those ones that you are yet to see, even those ones that you have seen. Appreciate Him, give Him praise. Just like we've seen this morning on two occasions where He gives thanks, you know, miracle happened. Appreciate Him for what He's yet to do, what He has done, and what He will continue to do. And I can assure you that God is ever faithful, that miracles will follow, even as you open your mouth to thank Him, even for in those areas, oh Lord. Testimony will abound. Open your mouth and appreciate Him. In Jesus' name we have given thanks. Amen. Almighty Father, we appreciate you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you thanks, O Lord. Father, we know that there's no amount of thank you that we can say to you that can measure up to your goodness, your love, your provision, your guidance, your protection, even for calling us into the kingdom of your dear Son. But this morning we ask, Lord, that you be merciful unto each and every one of us, even as a family, as a church, O Lord, and you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Father, we appreciate you. Thank you, Lord, because we know that you have heard us. Thank you, for in Jesus' glorious name we give thanks. Amen.